KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy, 19 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies this morning with the possibility of a few extra flurries. Partly cloudy this afternoon, a high near 30. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In Southwest Iowa news, a Red Oak man was arrested last night for allegedly possessing stolen property. Red Oak police say 41-year-old Troy Allen Myers was taken into custody at around 10 p.m. after officers recovered stolen property from his residence during an execution of a search warrant. Myers was being held on $1,000 bond in the Montgomery County Jail. The Iowa State Patrol says two people were injured during a single vehicle rollover accident around 9:45 p.m. Monday in Pottawatomie County. Officials say a 2000 Buick Regal driven by 20-year-old Brandon S. Angus of Des Moines was traveling east on I-80 when the car left the road and entered the south ditch near the Neola exit. The car slid sideways and rolled over before hitting a guardrail and coming to rest upright on an embankment. Angus and a front seat female passenger in the car, 20-year-old Marquita Ulrich of Des Moines, were injured and transported by Minden Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. An infant was in a car safety seat in the back seat and was not injured. A Council Bluffs woman accused of fatally stabbing her ex-boyfriend has been found guilty. In a verdict handed down Monday, Judge Kathleen Kilnoski found Jody Sherman guilty of second-degree murder in the July 2014 death of Douglas Richt, her ex-boyfriend. Sherman had previously waived her right to a jury. She was accused of stabbing Richt in the throat during an argument after he picked her up in a car. Richt died while being taken to a hospital. Sherman's attorneys had argued that she's not guilty by reason of insanity. The judge rejected the insanity defense but dropped the charge down from first-degree murder. Sherman will be sentenced April 15th. A report on the Daily Nonpareil says a trainer man employed by REM Iowa Community Services in Council Bluffs faces charges of sexual exploitation by a counselor or therapist, which is an aggravated misdemeanor. 54-year-old Michael E. Krauth was arrested late Friday morning on a warrant at REM Iowa's Council Bluffs office. According to Bluffs Police Criminal Investigation Division Sergeant Chad Myers, Krauth is accused of victimizing a 30-year-old male resident of a REM Iowa group home in August of 2015 and September of 2015. Krauth was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $10,000 bond. He's requested a public defender, and his preliminary hearing is scheduled for Thursday, March 10th. Kelly Flanagan, area director for REM Iowa Community Services, said she could not comment on the case. REM Iowa's Council Bluffs operation offers services to children and adults with disabilities, including residential services and dual diagnosis services, and it also offers supported living services to adults with neurological disorders and brain or spinal cord injuries. Officials of the Atlantic Police Department said yesterday that officers had arrested a woman from Colorado on a drug-related warrant Sunday. 43-year-old Angela Gross of Hotchkiss, Colorado, was arrested on a Cass County warrant for possession with the intent to deliver a controlled substance, marijuana. The woman was later released on bond. And 20-year-old Jordan Baser of Atlantic was arrested by officers with the Atlantic PD on Monday for domestic abuse, simple assault. And 20-year-old Corey Sunderman of Atlantic was arrested Friday on a Cass County warrant for driving while suspended. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Atlantic Police Department says two people were injured during a two-vehicle accident in Atlantic Monday morning. A vehicle driven by Larry Schaefer of Atlantic was traveling eastbound on 7th Street approaching Lynn. At the same time, Deborah Frazier of Atlantic was traveling west on 7th Street. Schaefer's vehicle crossed the center line into the turning lane and continued eastbound across the turning lane into the westbound lane, where it hit the front driver's side bumper of Frazier's vehicle. Authorities say Schaefer refused treatment at first, but was later transported to the hospital to be checked out for what were considered to be non-life-threatening injuries. Frazier was also transported to CCMH for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Atlantic police cited Schaefer for failure to maintain control and not wearing a seatbelt, while Frazier was cited for driving while suspended and having no proof of liability insurance. And checking our funeral announcements this morning, Lola Mae Perdue, age 87, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. A memorial service for Lola Perdue will be this morning at 10:30 at Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Hilda Falconer, age 90, of Adair, died Thursday. Funeral services for Hilda Falconer will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Lissa Marsh, age 68, of Atlantic, died February 22nd at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Lissa Marsh will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. L. Verley T. Mullinger, age 82, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Verley T. Mullinger will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Wilbur Berger, age 82, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Wilbur Berger will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Wyota United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Larry Barber, age 73, of Anita, died Saturday. Memorial services for Larry Barber will be held Thursday at 5 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care in Anita. Earl Wichman, age 91, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Earl Wichman will be Saturday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Gary Ely, age 73, of Lyman, died Sunday at his home. Services for Gary Ely are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.